breaking news today on Seculo, an attempted assassination of Justice Kavanaugh outside his home.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Remember on Monday when we said this would be a week where conservatives are under attack leading up to the January 6th committee public hearings that begin on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time, and on Friday in prime time, and then again next week. So we told you this is going to be an attack on conservatives week. Well, now we've got a literal, thwarted, thank God, attack on Justice Kavanaugh. In the early hours this morning, the security surrounding his home, which are U.S. Marshals, were able to stop a man, they say, from California. We don't know if he lived in D.C. A lot of people from other places live in D.C., but had a gun and a knife, was a block away, also had burglary equipment, so he was ready to go through with this, to kill Justice Kavanaugh. He said this to the police. He was there to kill Justice Kavanaugh because of the draft leaked overturning of Roe versus Wade, Dobbs opinion. So understand, they leaked that opinion to get violent pressure on people like the justices. And now a block away from his home, Justice Kavanaugh had an assassin come after him, thwarted only by information U.S. Marshals had. But I mean, we're talking early morning hours. They are living on their normal homes. Remember, they don't live in special homes like the President of the United States lives in the White House with security like that. So on their normal street, it's surrounded by police. So when Senator, when I play this to you, because it's very real and raw, Schumer said this in front of the Supreme Court. He's responsible for this. The rhetoric out of the left, the Biden administration and Democrats, they are all responsible for this. Take a listen.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
And that's exactly what this assassin
said
was trying to do. He was trying to kill Brett Kavanaugh in the early hours of Sunday morning, where you would not know what was going on and you've got a murderer in your house. Who is coming specifically because of that leaked opinion. So whoever at the Supreme Court leaked that opinion, this is on you. And blood could be on your hands. Because there's also violent attacks occurring by this new group calling themselves Jane's Revenge. Most recently in Buffalo, last night, firebombing.
Crisis Pregnancy Center.
A pro-life pregnancy center. This, again, we are starting to see and putting out that if abortions aren't safe, you aren't either. They also issued a statement that said, we're not going to be warning anybody else in the future about these attacks.
They're just going to do them.
Which means you can kill people.
Yeah, so I want to go right to the Senator Schumer comment, because we're going to play that a couple of times today. You will reap the whirlwind. You won't know what hit you. Then you had, of course, the leak following that of an opinion from the Supreme Court. First time that's happened in Supreme Court history. A decision overturning Roe versus Wade. Draft opinion. Never happened before. Then you had to have U.S. Marshals, Andy, surrounding the Justice's house because Supreme Court police don't have jurisdiction.
No, that's correct. The United States Marshals Service protects judges of the Supreme Court of the United States and, for that matter, judges of any other federal district courts. And they have basically become now the safeguards, guarders of the lives of the nine Supreme Court justices, in this case, Justice Kavanaugh. This is a new low in America.
It is unreal. They leaked the opinion. Schumer calls for violence, basically, and reaping whirlwinds. You won't know what hit you. And then, of course, an attempt.
Chicago mayor called it the draft opinion when she saw it, a call to arms. And people are taking this literally, and they have tried to kill a Supreme Court justice early at morning hours today. But for that security, Justice Kavanaugh might not be alive today because of their rhetoric. I told you this week was the attack on conservatives. Ooh, they're letting it out. And they're using domestic terrorist groups to carry their message out as well. say conservatives under attack would be the entire theme of the week. Well, the rhetoric from the Schumers, from the Lori Lightfoots, from even President Biden that we've heard, from other Democrat elected officials, this rhetoric is turning into real violence. We could have woken up to news about a Supreme Court justice being assassinated today. Now, at a time when Supreme Court opinions are being leaked, that's not outside a thinking. In fact, people are explaining in Washington, without the security of U.S. marshals that they've got surrounding their house, which that's not pleasant either for the people that live on the street. This is all because of the rhetoric of radical Democrats who are now have been seized on this rhetoric by domestic terror organizations. So I want you to understand, just one more time for you, a man was apprehended early morning hours today, a block away from Justice Kavanaugh's house. He had a gun. He had a knife. He had pepper spray. He had burglary equipment. He was going to try and sneak in and kill Justice Kavanaugh. He told the police already that his intention was to kill, and he said why. Why? He didn't like that he signed on to that draft opinion overturning Roe versus Wade. So when they say violence is coming this summer, now they're planning also a date, June 13th, to try and prevent the court from even being able to get into their offices.
Yep.
And this is the left, again, this is Antifa-type groups, again, and it needs significant condemnation, not just from conservatives, but from the left. The only people that can really tell them to knock it off is the left. They're in control. I don't think they totally will.
No, and it's now, we have the situation with Justice Kavanaugh, but that comes as violence against crisis pregnancy centers, women health centers, have been on an unbelievable increase, including yesterday. Now, we have represented crisis pregnancy centers around the country in federal court, in the Supreme Court of the United States for 30 years. But now this group called Jane's Revenge, CC, is they've attacked in Wisconsin, Buffalo, Asheville, North Carolina, and in Wisconsin.
Yeah, and more crisis pregnancy centers across the United States have been attacked and vandalized, firebombed, and it's all to try and shut down the work that they do, which is saving babies. And, you know, these pro-abortion groups, of course, therefore, they're pro-murdering babies, and now they're taking it to the point of, you know, pro-murdering anybody who wants to protect a baby.
They've literally said to these groups, and this through their messaging, after they do the firebombs, they said, one, no more warnings, so it doesn't necessarily have to be in the middle of the night when no one's there, but two, you disband or face, quote, increasingly extreme tactics. So this is not how far they will go. This is just the start.
So, Andy, they are announcing, this group, Jane's Revenge, through their surrogates, basically, the commission of intent to commit a crime. There are supreme that's not protected speech when it's imminent lawless conduct.
No, it's not protected speech. When you have the imminent ability to create a situation where people are at risk of their lives, where criminal activity is afoot, and you've asked for criminal activity to take place, and you are advocating that kind of activity to occur, that is not protected speech under the Constitution or under any law of the United States. That is inciting to terroristic threats, and those are criminal offenses that U.S. attorneys and district attorneys ought to be prosecuting.
We are taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Barbara's calling in from Utah. If you've got an opinion on this, thoughts on this, comments on this, give us a call now. 1-800-684-3110. Hey, Barbara, welcome to Seculo. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I have long wondered why Schumer has not been arrested, has not even been sanctioned for inciting to riot, and in threatening a Supreme Court judge with violence.
He should have been censured by Congress.
Should have been censured by Congress, but I'm going to play this fight point again, and we're going to play it multiple times during this broadcast, because I think what he said crossed the line from free speech to inciting violence. And now we're seeing that violence come out. So let's listen to it again. This is Senator, realize where he is. Senator Schumer is saying this on the steps of the Supreme Court.
And I think it's a good contrast with January 6th, because a lot of that's based off, words like, you know, march down to the Capitol and protest.
Right.
That's a lot different than hit them.
Well, they'll be hit with something they never expect. Let's listen to exactly what he said.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you if you go forward with these awful decisions.
He is threatening a Supreme Court justice, as two of them by name, interestingly, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, by name, with saying they will not know what hits them. And then this morning at 1:30 a.m., marshals that are surrounding the justice's house because of this leak of the opinion arrest an individual who has now confessed that his intent was to assassinate a justice of the Supreme Court of the United States. So where's Senator Schumer's condemnation of any of this? Nowhere to be found, Andy.
No, nowhere to be found at all. As a matter of fact, Senator Schumer has incited more riotous conduct than anything ever attributed to President Trump, in my opinion. He has incited a killing. Whirlwind, you will pay the price. Pay the price how? Pay the price with your life. What else was he going to pay the price with? He can't be removed from office because of his opinion. He's going to pay the price. You don't know what is going to hit you. Well, I mean, what else but can any reasonable person assume from a statement like that but that it means violent action and violent conduct?
And then this group, Jane's Revenge, is saying if abortions aren't safe, they spray paint this on the one in Asheville, Cece,
right.
Neither are you.
That's right. If abortions aren't safe, neither are the crisis pregnancy centers. And that is absolutely, they are violent, they are threatening, and what's crazy is these are centers that only want to help pregnant women and save babies' lives. They're helpful. You can't know how many women that they've helped throughout this whole throughout the whole pregnancy process. And yet they're the ones that are getting targeted, firebombed, that we're going to shut you down.
We have the picture.
Yeah, I want people to see that are watching. And if you're listening to the broadcast, I'll explain to what we're showing folks. But this is the images out of the Wisconsin. Let's look at that first. Is that Wisconsin?
That's actually opening up Wisconsin now.
Okay, there's Wisconsin. In Wisconsin, they spray painted on the side. If abortions aren't safe, neither are you. And they trashed the building. They broke the windows. It looks like they went in.
No, Wisconsin, that's firebomb, right? Yeah, it's a firebomb.
It looks like smoke. Okay, so there's what it looks like. There's Wisconsin again. Firebombed office, all destroyed, and you know these threat messages put up. What's next?
Buffalo.
Here's Buffalo. This happened early morning hours today. Firebombed, blown out, totally destroyed. Probably lots of equipment too, because they use
And then it says Jane was here, which is this anarchist group.
Right.
Now, do you think the FBI? Hopefully, you think the FBI is tracking them down? I hope so, because these people have said we're going to continue this without warning
and increase it.
Yeah, increase it.
I hope the FBI is looking at it. If this is not jurisdictional with the FBI, then what organization would do it? This affects interstate activities and ought to be hate crimes that the left is always. ATF, hate crimes, Federal Bureau of Investigation. Every federal agency should be concerned that what we're doing is we're attacking these centers and attacking them because of their ideological beliefs and, in fact, bombing them. Busting their windows down, trashing their premises. Where is the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Jay?
I hope they're on it because this is, look, we're going to play in the next segment that Senator Schumer bite. Because I'm telling you something. He should be held accountable for this. I haven't said that before. I'm saying it now. He should be held accountable for his language, his rhetoric, which they're going to start a special committee on that? Why don't they have a special committee investigating what Senator Schumer meant?
Well, all Democrats, and add a few more. Yeah. Lori Lightfoot, we could go through a list. I'm sure a lot of House members who have said nutty, violent-sounding things as well. And because the Congress does have the power now. It's the Democrat Party in control right now to censure, to hold hearings, and investigate, because now we are seeing
no way they'll
those words be used by groups to justify their violent actions. That included a thwarted assassination attempt last night, right outside of Washington, D.C. A block away, this assassin was stopped from Justice Kavanaugh's home, who had a gun, a knife, pepper spray, burglary gear, this to assassinate him, and he told the police exactly why. This wasn't just a crazy person with the Supreme Court justice. He said, I wanted to kill him because he signed on to that leaked opinion overturning Roe versus Wade. So that leaker also, let's find that leaker.
Yes, please.
And prosecute him.
Yeah, I mean, first of all,
because people's lives are now in jeopardy.
Yeah. So literally, this leaker who thought they were doing some ideologically, you know,
not just protesting, yeah,
making a civil protest, so to speak, needs to be announced, found out, held responsible, as should Senator Schumer for what he said and done. Folks, they've gone from rhetoric to violence. That's what Jordan said. You talking about an attack? They've tried to undercut the institutions of our democracy. We're a constitutional republic, if we can keep it. And let me tell you something. They're going after the judges. Think about that for a minute. We're going to take your phone calls in the next segment. New York State, on top of all of this, is also targeted legally. Crisis pregnancy centers. While, we're going to tie that in.
While those pro-life pregnancy centers are being bombed in New York.
Yeah, now they got to have to deal with New York
authorities.
Like
they were in Buffalo in the early hours of today. They've got to deal with a New York State investigation into their work as a pro-life pregnancy center. We'll be right back on Secular. Okay, so we have, we're calling it rhetoric to violence. And we've said this entire week was going to be a war on conservatives. It's coming with the January 6th hearings tomorrow night in prime time, starting at 8 p.m. Eastern time. I mean, again, I think that's just day one of two this week, and then more next week. And we know at least two of the three major networks are covering it from beginning to end. I don't know if NBC made the final decision yet or not.
Yet.
But again, we called it this week, and literally, we said that the rhetoric is becoming has now turned to violence. So the concern is not so much the rhetoric, but actual violence. We're going to talk later in the show about what is happening in Washington, D.C., right next to our office, planned for June 13th. But right now, we walked you through just the violence that occurred in the last 24 hours on pro-life pregnancy centers.
So
Buffalo, New York, Asheville, North Carolina, Wisconsin. You've got fire bombings, which do a lot of damage, destruction, make those have to shut down. Their work and have to rebuild and re-raise money to build and all of that. And then also these threat messages by a group called Jane's Revenge. And they're saying now, by the way, you thought this was bad. We are going to use increasingly extreme tactics. This is the same time an assassin is caught a block away this morning, early hours, from Justice Kavanaugh's personal home outside D.C. and Maryland, by U.S. Marshals. The guy had a gun, a knife, pepper spray, burglar gear, took a cab there, and told the police, I was there to kill Justice Kavanaugh because, so we have the because too, or the why, because he was signed on to that leaked draft opinion overturning Roe versus Wade.
Now, on top of that, we went through the list of crisis pregnancy centers around the United States that have been firebombed.
Just the past 24 hours.
Right. Now, in addition to that, and one of those is in Buffalo, New York. But don't worry, because New York has, Cece found that this morning, the state of New York in its assembly, and it's passed the House and the Senate, yeah, has an act authorizing the Commissioner of Health to basically investigate. I mean, folks, this is serious. Investigate these crisis pregnancy centers and audit them. So while they're being firebombed now, Cece, they've got to worry about this.
That's right. And this bill has passed, like you said, the House and the Senate, and it's now gone to the governor's desk for signature. But it's just like we saw back in 2010 when New York City went after crisis pregnancy centers. They want to shut them down because they do such great work of saving babies. And this bill, literally, like you said, it does a review of just the limited pregnancy center, service center.
That is the crisis pregnancy center.
Right, that's the crisis pregnancy. So anybody who doesn't do abortions, those are the only groups that this bill comes after. And they have to turn over basically all their documents about funding, documents about who they service, so the women that they service, they have to send operational manuals, handbooks, guidelines.
While they're being bombed.
While they're being bombed.
Right.
And all of this is to have a report come out, and then they're going to give recommendations and for solutions to address any service gaps or negative impact. And
in other words, they're going to use this to close them down.
That's right.
And we have litigated this all the way to the Supreme Court in one, but they don't stop. But as Jordan said, the rhetoric has turned into violence, and then you've got legal ammunition coming in the form of a legislation that's going to be signed by the governor of New York. There's no doubt.
Right.
That's going to have to be challenged, which we will do. But the fact is, this is an all-out assault on the fight for life, Andy.
Well, it is an all-out assault on the fight for life. You know, the statements that Schumer made at the front of the Supreme Court of the United States, I want to know why that's not domestic terrorism and a call to domestic terrorism. Why isn't Merrick Garland, who sicked the FBI on parents who were raising their voices at school board meetings about what garbage school boards were allowing their children to be taught, why isn't he looking at Senator Schumer, now the majority leader of the Senate, for domestic terrorism and inciting to violence? What is the difference in the standard? I don't see any. Why isn't he doing this?
Well, we're going to find out. Because I think now we've reached a fevered pitch when you have a justice of the Supreme Court in the United States with basically an attempted assassination. Not basically, that's what it was. We got calls coming in too, Jordan.
Yeah, that's right. Let's go to Sue in California on line one. Hey, Sue.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to know what's being done about finding the person who leaked the SCOTUS opinion and if nothing is being done to find that person, why not? Why aren't they pursuing?
So the investigation is being conducted by the Supreme Court's Marshal's Office. Now, the difficulty with that is you would say, why wouldn't you bring the FBI in? And the reason they didn't bring the FBI in is because this is separation of powers. The FBI serves the executive branch, and this is another branch of government. So it's an internal investigation. But it is hard for me to believe that they don't know who did this. Now, they may have law enforcement proceedings going on. And how would that work? The marshal would take it then to the U.S. Attorney's Office if there was a crime?
Yeah, I mean, if there was a crime committed in the District of Columbia, you take it to the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia. And there could be a federal crime here. Theft of government property. I don't know. I'm just saying what Bill Barr, the Attorney General under right. President Trump, surmised. And that might be very well the case. But the marshal is conducting this investigation. And they're going to
they've got limited resources and limited ability to investigate.
They don't have subpoena power.
But that person is a link with Senator Schumer into what now is going on.
Right. Without that person's leak, no one would have been caught trying to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh this morning. Okay? That's just the bottom line truth.
Well, that is the truth.
That is what the assassin said. It's because of the leaked opinion, and his name was on it. So let me just be clear here. I think that the court was ready for security. I'm sure they're going to be not even at home and lots of other places when that opinion comes out because of what they've already seen. But because of the leak, you had an attempted assassination. Not because of the actual opinion. It's not even out yet. Because the leaked opinion, you've had an attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice. And they're still talking about January 6th. This is what they want to bring up this week. When their liberal, nutty, insane rhetoric blame the Democrat Party. Blame Planned Parenthood. Blame their rhetoric. Because the rhetoric has turned to violence. They want another summer of burning cities. But yet they're going to redirect you this week and say it's the right that we really have to be worried about. No, no, no. The summer of burning cities is not going to be Trump supporters or pro-lifers, for goodness sake. It's going to be leftist activists, domestic terrorist groups. And if they used 1% of 1% of FBI resources, they could arrest all the people involved in this Jane's Revenge group today. They can't be that sophisticated. They should all be tried to the highest crime. The people could have died with these firebombs. They should be living in jail for at least 10 to 15 years. Send a message before the summer of fire begins. Before, as we're going to talk about in the next segment, they try to shut down the Supreme Court next week. They are telling law enforcement. And the question is this, the D.C. police, because of the liberal mayor, are they told to stand down?
Well, you know, one of the
it's not just going to be Supreme Court police that are able to prevent that.
Because everybody forgets that
on our street.
On the city, that is our street in Washington. But everybody forgets on January 6th that President Trump authorized 20,000 National Guard to be called up. And guess who turned it down? The mayor of District of Columbia and Nancy Pelosi. So now our building street is going to be blocked, obviously.
Already is.
And all we're looking at now is a threat to shut down a branch of government again because of a leaked Supreme Court opinion. That clerk or that person, whoever it was that did this, has reaped the whirlwind, all right, but they need to be held accountable. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
For decades now, the ACLJ has been on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. The American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. If you're already a member, thank you. And if you're not, well, this is the perfect time to stand with us at ACLJ.org, where you can learn more about our life-changing work. Become a member today, ACLJ.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
We told you Monday this would be a week of conservatives under attack leading into tomorrow night, the beginning of these primetime January 6th hearings. But it's literally turned to an actual violent attack on conservatives and conservative causes this week. And it's because of rhetoric from Democrats. I don't like to even say liberals. It's their leader in the U.S. Senate. So you take this from Chuck Schumer about Brett Kavanaugh and about Gorsuch too. And then I'm going to just lay out again where we are today. So take your calls at 1-800-684-3110 because we have more to talk about, more threats coming to Washington, D.C., and specifically the U.S. Supreme Court. But listen and watch Chuck Schumer. This is the leading Democrat in the U.S. Senate.
Majority leader.
I want to tell you, Gorsuch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind and you will pay the price. You won't know what hit you.
You won't know what hit you. Well, last night, actually today, early morning hours, you know, exactly when an assassin would try to kill someone, an assassin was thwarted a block away from Brett Kavanaugh, Justice Kavanaugh's home. He was. He had a gun, he had a knife, he had pepper spray, burglary equipment, and he talked to police. He said, I came here to kill Brett Kavanaugh, and I came here to kill Brett Kavanaugh because his name was on that majority leaked draft opinion overturning Roe versus Wade. We now have multiple attacks occurring, even in Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill. We can show the picture of that, I believe, to those watching right now on pro-life pregnancy centers by this group, Jane's Revenge. So there, again, at the kids not far away from our office on Capitol Hill, Capitol Hill Pregnancy Center, it says, you know, Jane says revenge. So, I mean, this group also, though, that was about a week ago, has gone next level, as they've threatened to do. They said either you disband your organizations or face, quote, increasingly extreme tactics. So we saw it's gone from vandalism. Now let's show one of the places bombed out. They bombed out pro-life pregnancy centers. Let's call it what it is.
Yeah.
Because they just bombed out.
There you go.
Okay, that's bombed out. Can't operate. It's not like you just clean up a little broken glass.
So
this is how their rhetoric has turned to violence in their war on conservatives this week. And it is Democrats, not just liberals. Democrats specifically who started this.
Okay, so I'm glad we played the Senator Schumer statement because people say, well, he had the free speech right to do it. But when you listen to actually what he said, and if you're very specific as to what he said, you know what he said? He said, you're going to pay the price. And Andy, as you said, well, the price is what? They don't get voted off the court.
No.
So what is the price? The whirlwind's going to be released, which included an assassin.
Well, that's exactly right. The price is not impeachment or removal from office. Look, this was a planned leak by somebody in the Supreme Court who had access to this so as to achieve the ends that Schumer wanted to achieve.
Right.
Which is exactly what he got, an attempted assassination attempt. In other words, we're going to leak it, and then we're going to raise public opinion to a fever pitch and do exactly what we ended up doing.
And then they attack CC immediately as this is going on, folks. They bomb. Jordan's right. Let's call it what it is. Crisis pregnancy center.
Right, because they want to shut down anyone who is supporting the life of babies, of unborn babies. And that definitely includes crisis pregnancy centers. And we have seen that they've gone through, you know, from just spray painting on the buildings to literally bombing them. They are going to shut them down because they don't want another baby saved.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. They've got more planned for Washington, D.C. next week. We're going to bring in Sam Bennett to talk about that, because that also affects our office in Washington, D.C., on Capitol Hill, which is also across the street from the Supreme Court. It is the street where they actually enter, the justices enter the Supreme Court via vehicle. So there's been a lot of shutting down of our street already since this leaked opinion. We'll talk more about that. Support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Be part of the show today. 1-800-684-3110. You still got time to do that, too. 1-800-684-3110. But support our work. ACLJ.org. We'll be right back. All right, so if the attempted assassination of a Supreme Court justice not enough, if the firebombings and attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers just in the last 24 hours that we've seen aren't enough, I want to go right to Than Bennett in Washington, D.C., because Than, a group which is kind of calling themselves using the hashtag #ShutDownDC, is coming together to block the streets around the Supreme Court Monday. It's the next opinion day from the court on June 13th, and they want to shut down on Supreme Court decision days. To plan to blockade all the streets around the Supreme Court, all this relating to the Roe versus Wade leaked opinion overturning Roe versus Wade. But Than, I think about already the impact this has had in our office in Washington, D.C. by being on that street in the security perimeter that's basically shut down most of the time now. These groups are forecasting to law enforcement that we are going to try to stop. And, oh, aren't they going to be talking about this Thursday?
Yeah.
Because they're trying to stop the function of the U.S. government. Which, are they going to be put in jail for 15 and 20 years, these people who get arrested, like the January 6th protesters and the people who did bad things on January 6th? They got long prison sentences. Because these people are doing and saying they are going to do, Than, the same activity, which is to stop the U.S. government's work, which is a federal crime.
Well, Jordan, I can tell you it's already having a significant impact, too. I mean, this is right in line with what you've been describing happening in other cities across the nation. It's been part of a ramp up. I think you showed the picture from the Capitol Hill Pregnancy Center right down the street, the vandalism there. But then you're right, Jordan, it's going to be ramped up next week, June 13th, when they're telling law enforcement that they're going to block down as much of the city as they can, centered right around the Supreme Court, which, of course, is our office, too. And just let me tell you anecdotally, Jordan, I mean, this is not the most important thing, but I can tell you this, it takes me an additional 15 minutes to get to work today, and that's just the last two blocks to get to our office right now, because it's everything's shut down. So look, it is being ramped up and there is no end in sight.
That's the part too, no end in sight. Yeah, I mean, I remember last time I was in Washington, D.C. a couple weeks ago, I very quick in from the airport, and then one of our guys there, long-term guy Rodney, said, yeah, this is going to be another 30 minutes just to get to our block. So, I mean, there's no joke about that. And this is, again, think about that's impeding us. That's one thing, but we're not the U.S. government. That's just their own. This is just the government security. They're being told they got a group of people ready to block the streets to stop the justices from even getting inside the building to do their work. It's exactly what the committee is supposed to be having hearings on this week. It's the same kind of crime. And yet these folks are telling you in advance. It's not like, this is going to get out of order. They're telling you what we're going to do. Shut you down. Prevent you from doing your job as the Supreme Court.
We've had an attempted assassination on its Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States because Senator Schumer used reckless language, inciting violence. A insider in the court leaked a draft opinion, could be, as Bill Barr said, theft of government property, and at the same time, simultaneously, you've got all of these attacks on crisis pregnancy centers. Merrick Garland says this. He said, threats of violence and actual violence against Supreme Court justices strike at the heart of our democracy, and we will do everything we can to prevent them and to hold people who do them accountable. Now they've arrested someone. One block away at 1:30 in the morning with a weapon, with burglary gear, who has acknowledged now that he was there to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh. who they demonized during his when he was being confirmed. And then the senior senator, the majority leader, gets in front of the Supreme Court and threatens Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. At the same time, you have now, while all this going on with this attempted assassination, these attacks on these crisis pregnancy centers, these are attacks. This is not, you know, we think that we want to get an injunction to stop them because they're not complying with some law. And then, of course, New York, as I said,
is trying to do that.
Is trying to, while they're being bombed, New York is trying to shut them down.
Yes, and they've been trying this for decades, and they won't stop.
Nope.
The pro-abortion side will not stop, and nothing is too much for them. We've seen that. It's not just words. It's not just threats. They are putting these threats into actions, actions that are deathly.
We have taken this all the way to the Supreme Court on these crisis pregnancy centers and have been successful. But see what they're doing, Jordan. You said this, and Andy, this is the problem. They've taken this out of the realm of litigation and have now made it criminal and are doing things that are clearly criminal acts.
Yes, of course they're criminal acts. Bombings, assassination attempts, murder attempts, attempts to destroy and to annihilate premises where someone advocates a particular point of view. These are things that the FBI and the Justice Department ought to be investigating and prosecuting, but I don't see a lot. I didn't hear anything from Merrick Garland today about this. They arrested somebody. Well, what are they going to do? Let him go? When you find him with burglary tools, pepper spray, and a gun, and he's at the house of the Associate Justice the Supreme Court, and he says he's here to kill him because of his leaked opinion. Well, that's a crime. That's a federal crime.
The statement
that's
I
a
read
Title 18
was,
offense.
Yeah, the statement I read today was from Garland, but it's muted. That's the problem with all of this.
Oh yeah, there's no rhetoric there that shows, hey, we're going to go after these criminals.
They
and these
know
other
there's
people.
A group, Jane's Revenge,
doing it.
Find out who they are and infiltrate. Like, do you what the FBI
they're
supposedly
does? They're
not
that sophisticated.
That's the problem.
They're firebombing places. It's horrible. You got now an attempted assassination. Shut this down. Where the U.S., use your federal laws. Should be done very quickly.
We are looking.
A third world country.
Like a third world country.
And we're going to have hearings about the January 6th thing to
which
make
is,
us
okay.
look more like a third world country.
Can I tell you something? What happened on January 6th, we've said it 100 times. I'll say it again. It was horrible.
But we're
the people should be prosecuted.
That.
So you know what we've got, though? Because we didn't call out the National Guard when it was authorized. Because of politics. That's number one. Number two, and I think we got to be clear on this, okay? It goes back to the baby formula missing. We're the United States of America, and this is what we're dealing with.
Our judges, judges like this being the highest court.
Targeting. So, Fan, I'm thinking, you know, right now we don't have, the Supreme Court police could not do this. They don't have the authorization nor the funds. Now, there's legislation, but you said it's being blocked in the House.
Well, it's a great point, Jay. I mean, look, there are actions that could be taken to actually improve the situation. When this draft opinion was leaked, the United States Senate approved unanimously. Look, it was probably over the objection of Senator Schumer. He had no choice at this point. But they unanimously, Jay, approved authorization for the Supreme Court police to extend their protection 24/7 to justices and their families, including around their homes, to assist the U.S. Marshals that have been happening now. Jay, Speaker Pelosi today continues to block that legislation because she wants to amend it. Look, it's very easy. Approve that. The threat is real. It's very clear. It was demonstrated last night. And if you want to address other issues around the periphery, fine. But you should be passing that legislation right now as we speak. Literally, Jay, as we're on air, Speaker Pelosi is blocking that bill that moved out of the United States Senate 100-0.
I mean, Senator John Cornyn called her out, said, Speaker Pelosi, I implore you just now, please pass my SCOTUS security bill. Like Than is talking about, every day they don't, the threat to justice is grow. The potential for tragedy becomes more likely, and House Democrats achieve a new apex of political dysfunction. It is like what I said. I want to be very clear here. This started with Democrats, Democrat leaders, Schumer, Pelosi, and once they start with leadership level with that level of rhetoric, their little underlings follow the same kind of rhetoric because they say, okay, this is the leadership says, so I can use that same kind of rhetoric as well. They were supporting the illegal protest outside of a justice's home because those people were there to influence a judge. And that is actually a crime. That's not speech that we protect because there's opinion. You know why they are there. You're trying to threaten them into doing something based off your protest. That protest that they supported has now turned into an assassination attempt.
Yep. Let's take Bill's call in Wyoming on line four. Bill?
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thanks for taking my call. First of all, I agree with you about what Schumer did. I'm really upset about that. But now I've got two. I called him for two questions. First of all, what about Mayorkas? Shouldn't he be doing something or be called on the floor because of the fact that he called concerned parents a domestic terrorist?
Yeah, so you wonder in a situation like this if, first of all, this should be the FBI as the primary investigative tool here at this point. This is not the Supreme Court Marshal's Office. This was an attempted assassination. There's state issues and state and federal crimes here.
Yes, of course. So the jurisdiction of the states in Maryland, I think in this case, is an attempted murder, stalking. I can go through all attempt to commit burglary, terroristic threats. I'm a prosecutor. I can list you all the crimes, both federal and state. Title 18 offense about threatening Supreme Court justices or justices of the Supreme Court. They're all there, and they ought to be used, and the FBI ought to be pursuing this diligently. And Merrick Garland, the chief law enforcement officer of the United States, ought to be screaming at the top of his head.
We will not tolerate this. That's what he should be saying.
And I haven't heard that.
No, he said strikes at the heart of our democracy. They make these like platitude statements, Jordan. Instead of saying, you know what, we're gonna get to this. We're putting the FBI on it. We're not going to have justices of the Supreme Court threatened with assassination with a guy that actually had a gun and was a block away from his house.
And but it goes against their narrative of right-wing extremists.
Right.
Because there's left-wing extremists. They're firebombing pro-life pregnancy centers. And they try to kill a Supreme Court justice. So this idea that it's just the right-wing extremists in the January 6th hearings, we got a left-wing extremist trying to stop the court from being able to do its job. It's the same charge most people are getting on January 6th. And I guarantee you those people won't be charged with that level of crime when they show up to try to block the justice from doing their job. We've got more coming up. Stay with us. To SECU, we're going to continue to take your phone calls to 1-800-684-3110. There are voters, though, are starting to take note of what's going on. I didn't want to finish out the show today without talking about what we talked about yesterday. So in California, in San Francisco, so one of the most liberal major city in the United States, certainly, by 20%, 60% of the voters there, as the votes come in, have voted to recall their district attorney. Do you know how hard it is to get a recall on a district attorney level? I mean, it's hard to get it at a gubernatorial level that people actually, well, even then, it's tough. But on a district attorney level, you have to have such bad crime going on, such bad policies being enacted. And as we said, this was a DA more interested in social engineering than law enforcement, that they have voted in San Francisco to recall their district attorney. This is huge. They will then have, again, there'll be someone appointed by the mayor. The mayor who called out this district attorney for making the city, allowing the city to just devolve into violence. Also in Los Angeles, a candidate for mayor is leading and will be and it goes into a runoff between a former Democrat Congresswoman Bass and Caruso, a business guy who was a Republican until he started running for mayor. He's got support from Elon Musk, and he is in the lead. Now, it'll be interesting to see how it shakes out in L.A., but you're seeing in two very liberal cities on the left coast, voters who are liberal saying enough is enough.
Well, the DA thing, let's start with San Francisco. So that's not a shock, Andy, because we said yesterday a DA's job is to prosecute crime. If they're not prosecuting crime and are engaged in social engineering, the city's going to go into chaos. And guess what's happened in San Francisco? Chaos.
Yeah, and 60% of the people who voted yesterday said this is not a prosecutor. This is a person who is socially engineering through his mental makeup, having been, remember, raised by Bill Ayers, because his father, Weather Underground father, went to jail for 40 years for robbery and murder. His mother spent 20 years in jail in Weather Underground activities that she was engaged in. So Bill Ayers, Obama's great mentor, raised this guy. Well, what do you think he's going to be? He's not going to be a prosecutor. He's not going to prosecute urination
anymore.
In public streets. He's not going to public camping, soliciting sex, blocking sidewalks, all that stuff goes out the door. Now, the interesting thing is that Mayor London Breed is now going to be selecting a new prosecutor. Well, guess what? Put me in as the DA in San Francisco. I'll bring 12 South Georgia prosecutors there. Give me 6 months and I'll clean up your city for you, Mayor Breed. You know how to get in touch with me.
Back to the phones.
You have to get admitted in California. But CeCe's admitted. CeCe can wave
job
you
on.
In.
Absolutely.
There you go.
We got a Lawrence in Nebraska on line one. Hey, Lawrence.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have one question. What Schumer said to the Supreme Court justices, if a Republican, worse yet, a Christian Republican, said that, he'd be in prison today. Why isn't he in jail?
Well, because the argument was at the time they made the speech, it was free speech. But when you but there's a case called Ohio versus Brandenburg. And it says when you have, if that threat is imminent lawless conduct, it's not protected speech. Now, nobody went after the speaker. He would argue, you know, he'll argue free speech, he'll argue speech and debate. They argue everything when they're held accountable.
But the fact is, hold him accountable
but
too.
No, the Senate did nothing. And here's the truth, what you said, Jordan. You've got to look at this in a chain of events. Justices get confirmed. They don't like that. Opinions then are leaked. Crisis pregnancies are firebombed. And Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States are threatened with are attempted assassination.
Like
it's
I've
pretty
said,
dramatic.
Extreme rhetoric to now extreme acts of violence.
Yeah.
Violent attempted assassination of Supreme Court justice because of this opinion that was leaked out. And he admitted that already to the police. Understand that, folks. We don't have to figure out any of that. It's because of the leaked opinion, a Supreme Court justice, there was an attempted assassination that was thwarted only early morning hours today, a block away from his house. Okay, so law enforcement could have been injured as well if this got a step further. They were protecting him. So think about that. Think about just in the last 24 hours, the pro-life pregnancy centers that have been firebombed, and they say that's not the end. This is just the start. Our attacks are going to get increasingly more extreme.
And we're not going to give you notice anymore.
No more notice, no more warnings.
I hope the FBI's figured out who Jane's Revenge is. Let's
Can't
go ahead and
take
a call.
It'd be very hard for them to do that. This
you would think.
A pop-up kind of group. They should be able to do it. But did they ever figure out who Antifa was?
No.
So there you go. But yeah, they'll figure out the Proud Boys and all that very quickly. Yeah. Elaine in Illinois online too. Hey, Elaine.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have a comment, and I have to say that I'm really angry, but not surprised that the same people who call for my body, my choice, are eliminating the choice for women who have a surprise pregnancy or whatever and want to go to a pregnancy center for help, they won't be able to.
Well, this
and
is
it's just, you know,
it's infuriating, you know? Sure. But here's the problem. The fact of the matter is, then you have New York legislation. While they're being firebombed, now they have to hire lawyers for their insurance claims and hire lawyers for New York giving additional oversight, even though these places have the right to exist. And they've been trying to shut them down for 4 decades. And we beat them back every time. But now they got violent attacks and at the same time, CeCe, a legal maneuver from the state of New York.
That's right. And Elaine's exactly right. They're not pro-choice. They never have been. They don't want you to have a choice. If you choose to have your baby, just like this New York law says, oh, guess what? That's going to equal negative impact. Unless you choose to have an abortion, that's what they want. If you choose
negative
to have
impact.
Your baby, that's going to be called a negative impact, and they're going to shut these centers down. And we know it's going to happen. You have the Department of Homeland Security issuing a report warning that radical abortion activists are threatening all this kind of violence, including to burn down the Supreme Court building and murder justices and their law clerks.
Well, they're doing it. They tried it with Justice Kavanaugh this morning.
That's right.
Take the last call, Jordan.
Jessica calling from Buffalo, New York, on line three. Hey, Jessica.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. Hey. Thank you so much for mentioning the story in Buffalo, because here locally, our news outlets were not even reporting on it until late in the day. And when they were, it was about the fifth or sixth story down. Mm. They led the evening with the debate between Kathy Hochul and her other primary challengers. And it just shows you the priorities in Buffalo, and that they called it an arson. They weren't even really calling it what it was.
They're calling that arson. So, I mean, let's show it on the screen again for people who can watch. Can we, again, put it back up? Do we have the inside or the other? I mean, that it is arson. But it's firebombing. It's a violent attack on a Buffalo nonprofit organization. It should be a big story in the local news because, again, it's a warning to other people who might be associated with groups like that. The city, that's what local news is for. So, hey, if you're a church that's maybe associated with pro-life movements, things like that, maybe you need more security. That's what local news should be doing. But instead, it's even infected local news.
That's the problem.
And so even in Buffalo, you're getting less coverage of this than you are on our broadcast.
Let me tell you this, though. The American Center for Law and Justice, when we're done with this broadcast today, our lawyers are contacting and going to be in contact with these crisis pregnancy centers that are under attack, literally, and legal attack, literally, and we're going to defend them. We've been doing it for four decades. We're going to continue to do it. Folks, your support of the ACLJ makes all the difference. ACLJ.org. I encourage you to support the work of the big, important day to do it. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. This is all because of a pro-life position. That's what's happening here. We'll talk to you tomorrow.